When emotions rise, your vision narrows. You can't see clearly. You can't think objectively. And if you move from that place, your decision is almost guaranteed to lead you somewhere you'll regret.
Welcome to Finish Well, the podcast that helps you silence discouragement and chase the dream on your heart rooted in faith.
I was thinking about something recently. One of the worst things I can do in life and in business is make decisions in the heat of the moment when emotions are high. And maybe you can relate. Think about your own life. How many of the regrets you carry, big or small, are tied to a moment when emotions were running too high? That moment of rage where you said or thought something you didn't mean. That moment of discouragement that led you to quit. That moment of insecurity where you reacted to protect yourself. If I had let those emotions lead in certain seasons, in conflict in my marriage, in the seasons when business felt like it was crumbling, or in moments when I was questioning myself, I probably wouldn't have all the amazing things I have today, like my marriage, like my relationships, or my business, and life would look completely different. And this is what I want to talk to you about today. The goal of this podcast is to provide messages that keep you on the path to finish well. And today's topic is one that can derail you if you don't recognize it and have a plan for when these emotions come crashing in, because it will happen. Most of the worst decisions you'll ever make don't just come from laziness or lack of opportunity. They come from one place, making choices in the middle of heightened emotion. That emotion you're feeling usually isn't truth. It feels real, it feels permanent, but it usually isn't. When emotions rise, your vision narrows. You can't see clearly. You can't think objectively. And if you move from that place, your decision is almost guaranteed to lead you somewhere you'll regret. Now, let me be clear. High emotions aren't always bad. Sometimes pain is exactly what pushes you into needed change. Many of us wouldn't even start chasing our dreams without hitting rock bottom first. But that's not what I'm talking about today. I'm talking about those moments when emotions cloud your clarity and trick you into destroying good things in your life. And I say this because I've felt this before and I feel it often. For example, I remember many times I bought either an online course or a tool or something when I felt like my business was crashing. And usually that was late at night when I was tired and it was in the middle of a panic. And in that moment, I'm like, this will fix everything. The next morning, I realized all I actually needed was a good night of sleep. Another time, after a slow summer in my business, I felt so discouraged that I nearly shut down the whole thing. If I had let that moment decide the future, I would have walked away from what ended up being the biggest sale event of my entire year, of my entire career, really. But that's what emotions do. They make the temporary feel permanent. They make the small feel massive. They make lies feel like the truth and just destroy all hope for the future. And this isn't new. Even Elijah, one of the greatest prophets in the Bible, fell into this trap. After calling down fire from heaven, after seeing God move in undeniable ways, he still found himself running into the wilderness, exhausted and afraid, begging God just to take his life. Why? Because emotions were high. Fear and exhaustion clouded his perspective in that moment. But what did God do? He gave him rest. He gave him food. He let Elijah reset before showing him the next step. And that's a great picture for us. Sometimes the best and the wisest thing you can do is not make a decision in the moment. It's to get some sleep. It's to walk away. It's to eat a meal. It's to let yourself breathe and then come back steady before you move. So I want to go even further with this. I want to really define what that steady point looks like for you. So for me, it is when I feel neutral inside, where my emotions aren't high, where I can look at things objectively, and when I'm not attached. My identity is not attached in this conversation or decision. So some people like to call that baseline. So you can think of returning to baseline when your emotions run high. For example, let's say you want to quit something because you're discouraged. Return to baseline before you make a decision. Or you want to fire off an angry email, return to baseline. You want to panic buy something like I did to make yourself feel better. Wait until you return to baseline, which again is your steady point. Or on the other side, you've been stalling out of fear. You tell yourself, not yet. So many times that opportunities pass. Return to baseline when fear isn't taking over your decision process. Then move. Because it's not about freezing. It's not about dragging your feet. It's about refusing to let emotions, good or bad, be the thing that dictates your direction. So let's make this extremely practical in 5 steps. So when you're going through this, I want you to first pause. If you feel pressure to act right now, stop. Pressure is almost always a red flag. 2, rest. Have you eaten? Have you slept? Check in on those things. Then reset your body before you reset your future. 3, zoom out. Will this matter next week, next year, at the end of your life? 4, and this is a big one, detach identity. Imagine it's not your problem, but your friend's. What advice would you give them? And 5, check for hope. If the decision doesn't include hope, you're probably still in emotion, not truth. Because finishing well isn't just about the last steps in your life. It's about what you do in the middle, what you do now. It's about recognizing this is how I feel, but it's not the whole truth. And choosing to act from steadiness, not from chaos. And here's the thing, that kind of person, that's you. That's why you're listening to this podcast right now. You're not someone who quits just because it feels heavy. You're not someone who destroys what you've been building over a moment of panic. You are someone who is capable of pausing, breathing, and coming back to truth. This isn't about becoming a different person. It's about remembering who you already are and what you have access to. The person who carried this dream or this thing, whatever you're carrying, this far. The person who's made it through storms you didn't think you could survive. The person who can feel the full weight of discouragement and still decide, I will not stop here. Confidence isn't about just never feeling shaken. It's about knowing what to do when you are. And you know what to do. You pause, you rest, you zoom out, you check for hope, and then steady again, you move forward. So when the emotions rise, and they will, remember, this is not the end of your story. It's just a moment, and moments don't get to define you unless you let them. You're stronger than you think, you're steadier than you feel, and you're absolutely capable of finishing this well.